Comstock Silver. James Doyle came down from Virginia City in September of 1875 with $340, a bad knee, and a disposition that had not improved in the 6 years he had spent underground. He had left County Wexford in 1857 on a ship that took 11 weeks to reach New York, gone west by rail and mule, and eventually on foot, found work on the Comstock in 1869 when the load was already starting to turn strange, and stayed anyway because the wages were real and because, as he had written in a letter to his sister that he never sent, there was nothing in Wexford he was especially keen to return to. He checked into a rooming house on Virginia Street, 2 blocks south of the rail depot, and paid a week in advance. The landlady, a woman named Olson, told him breakfast was at 7 and that he would need to find his own supper. He thanked her and carried his bag up the stairs without asking for help. The knee had given out in March in a gallery off the 600 level of the Consolidated Virginia Mine. Nothing had fallen on him. It had simply failed, the way things did when you had spent 6 years crouching and climbing and walking on uneven rock in the dark. The company surgeon told him the joint was finished for underground. Doyle had listened and then walked out and gone directly to a card game that lasted most of the night. He did not think of it as grief exactly. He thought of it as a problem requiring adjustment. The adjustment was taking longer than expected. He found Kellerman's Saloon on his third day in Reno on Virginia Street and recognized it immediately as a place run by a man who knew what he was doing. The bar was clean. The glassware was what you might find in a better establishment in Sacramento. A large man with a German accent filled glasses with a steadiness that indicated long practice and no ambivalence. Doyle ordered whiskey and sat at the far end of the bar. The saloon saw steady traffic in the evenings. Miners moved through constantly, men coming down from the Comstock with pay in their pockets, or men going up looking for work. Doyle had been both at different points and could tell them apart quickly. The ones going up had a forward pressure to them, an unwillingness to settle. The ones coming down were heavier in their movements. They sat differently. He himself sat differently now. The news from Virginia City in August had been bad. The Bank of California had closed its doors on August 26th, and William Ralston, who had built it into the largest bank on the Pacific coast and financed much of the Comstock's infrastructure, had drowned in San Francisco Bay the same day. Whether it was an accident was a question people discussed in low voices. What was not in question was that the collapse had sent a tremor through every mine on the load. Men who had borrowed against their claims found those loans called. The price of Consolidated Virginia shares, which had reached $700 2 years earlier, was sliding toward a floor no one could locate. Doyle had kept his wages mostly in cash, a habit from the old country that men on the Comstock sometimes laughed at and occasionally envied. He had enough to live simply for a while. What he did not have was a clear picture of what came next. He told some of this to Otto Kellerman one evening when the bar was quiet, not because he wanted advice, but because Kellerman had a way of listening that did not feel intrusive. The German filled his glass again and set the bottle within reach. The mines, Doyle said, were not what they had been. Kellerman agreed that this was what he heard. Doyle said he believed there was still silver in the load. The big companies had men with no underground experience telling the engineers what was likely at depth, and the engineers had been wrong before in both directions. The load had surprised everyone in 1873 with the big bonanza, and it could do it again. But he did not know that it would, and a man his age could not wait underground for something that might not come. Kellerman said, "What else can you do?" Doyle thought about it. He had cooked for a mining camp in the early years before going underground. He had driven freight. He had repaired equipment at a mill near Carson City. He was not incompetent at several things, but none of them had the clarity that mining had given him, the plain fact of a wage and a task and a place to be in the morning. He was not certain what to do with a life that had lost its clarity. He stayed in Reno through October and into November. The knee improved enough that he could walk without favoring it, though it ached in cold weather and would likely do so permanently. He looked at two properties on the edge of town, an equipment and supply concern being sold by a man moving to Sacramento, and a boarding house whose owner was going east for reasons she did not fully explain. He bought neither. What he did was help Bridget Fitzgerald at her lunch counter on Commercial Row for 6 weeks when her second cook was out sick. She paid him a fair daily wage and fed him besides, and did not ask unnecessary questions. He was useful in a kitchen when he chose to be, and he found that he chose to be more often than he had expected. He left Reno in December, heading south toward Carson City, with the idea of looking at what was happening near the mills. He told Kellerman on his last evening at the bar that he might be back in the spring. Kellerman said, "A lot of men say that." Doyle supposed that was true. He paid his tab and walked out into the cold Nevada night. The knee was stiff. The street was quiet. The lights of the saloon fell in yellow rectangles on the frost-hardened ground behind him, and he did not look back. Historical note: the Bank of California closed August 26, 1875, triggering a financial crisis on the Comstock. William Chapman Ralston, founder and president of the bank, drowned in San Francisco Bay the same day. The Consolidated Virginia Mine's Big Bonanza, struck in 1873, was the richest silver discovery in Comstock history. Kellerman's saloon is fictional, but located on the same Virginia Street commercial corridor established in Reno's founding years,